Tucson, Arizona.
Live from the Tucson Convention Center for the Saba Home and Patio Show, it's every Arizona homeowner's best friend, Rosie on the House.
Come on down to my house. It's on the road this weekend at the Tucson Convention Center, broadcasting for the Southern Arizona Home Builders Home and Patio Show. And we have someone from Saba here joining us to extend a personal invitation to all of you listeners, Miss Alex Porta. Alex, thanks for joining us here this morning.
Hi, I am so excited to be here. It is a beautiful day to have a home show.
And you are the event manager.
Yep, I am new
to Saba. I'm surprised you can sneak off the floor long enough to come up here and do this.
It's a nice break. I'm actually going to be hiding out here all day, I think.
As event manager, you can't even walk down those aisles where somebody's not trying to grab you and say, hey.
You know, I love it because then I get, you know, free little, like, snacks or, you know, sips of wine from our vendors. So it's kind of a perk.
So you're with the Southern Arizona Home Builders Association, and your job is pull this event off. It's great to have it all back, sold out, full vendor participation, and everybody's face-to-face again.
Yes, we are so excited. It's our first time since COVID that we've sold out our floor. Our team has worked tirelessly to get everybody back in the show, returning exhibitors, and a lot of new, great, innovative exhibitors out here on the show this year.
I saw something where y'all are going to make an award for the most innovative product
show.
Yep. Is that a new dimension of the show?
We have had that in a few past, but this year we were really excited. We granted that to Picus 3D. They're a concrete printing. So they have all outdoor furniture 3D printed out of concrete. It's amazing.
Now that is furniture that'll last, right? So how long have you been with Saba?
I've been here for 4 weeks, so I was thrown into it.
Did they hire you to be event manager, or did they surprise you with that?
No, they hired me for this specifically. So okay. I've gotten, you know, really hands-on training with Courtney Kenyon, who is the main event manager of this show. She has worked so long to get this up and running the way it has been, and I'm very grateful to have shadowed her the last 4 weeks.
There's just about a jillion details that have to come together. What happened Sunday at 4 o'clock?
Well, I think we put our feet up for
I bet you do. Oh, mercy. So Saba has been having a home show down here for how many years?
50 years. So it has been in the same spot for the last 50 years, and we are so excited to keep that tradition going.
That's awesome. It is absolutely the best home show in Arizona. Y'all do a great job. Hours today.
Today we are here. We are open now.
We just opened.
So get in your cars and come down. And we are open until 6 p.m. tonight.
And parking?
Free parking. So free parking at the convention center.
New parking garages have been erected.
Yep. So there's plenty of parking, and it's really easy access. We have two main entrances from the west and east side, so we really encourage everyone to come down.
How many square feet do you have consumed by home service vendors down there?
It seems like a million, because the floor goes endlessly when you're walking it.
It'll feel like 2 million by the end of tomorrow night.
Exactly. You know, I don't know the exact square footage, but, again, we are wall-to-wall filled with exhibitors.
And y'all are here again tomorrow, 10 to 4.
Correct.
And then do y'all have anything to do with the concert? Or did they just ask you to close early for traffic to get in and out?
So the concert, you know, was outside of the Saba Home Show. We are very excited that Megadeth is coming to Tucson. So we're coexisting here at the Tucson Convention Center Sunday.
Well, that could make for an exciting tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, if everybody wants to, you know, get their hair blown out, get some leather pants on, they could come out.
Well, we may have a whole people watching may be brought to a whole new level tomorrow at the home show.
Pick out some drapes and then rock out.
Yeah, I'll bring my eyeliner for everyone.
Oh, awesome. So y'all will draw from all over. I mean, you'll draw homeowners from south of the Gila River all the way down to the international border.
Yeah, I mean, we, you know, we have Stay Rocky Rentals as well here. So all the way down to Rocky Point, Mexico, we are trying to capture.
Yeah, you can book a fishing trip and a sunlight cruise on his boat. Yeah,
exactly.
That caught my eye.
Yeah, right. I know it's hard not to walk past that.
Yeah. So homeowners from all over come, and a lot of the vendors are kind of under the protocol of serving the larger area, just a part of being down here.
Yep. So most of our exhibitors down here, they are servicing up in, you know, Maricopa County even, and all of Pima County, Pinal County. So there, it's really touching every corner of Arizona here.
It is the Southern Arizona Home Builders Association Home and Patio Show at Tucson Convention Center. We're broadcasting live. We'd like to invite you down if you're a regular listener. Jennifer and I in the booth yesterday were greeted by an onslaught, a constant parade of listeners coming by and introducing themselves. And when you do radio, I mean, you never get to meet the people. I mean, you could be talking in the microphone and there'd be nobody on the other side. And it's so great to do a demonstration and have the seats full and be able to greet people all day long that come to us and tell us how much they appreciate the program and how much we appreciate the partnership with Saba.
We even had a homeowner come up to us yesterday and say thank you for the Saba tickets from the Tucson Festival of Books. They had come out and talked to us there a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I think we
gave them Saba tickets. We mailed out, I think, over 100.
Yeah.
And if you go to Saba's home show, you can get half off tickets if you're a senior citizen, military, frontline worker. Children under 12 are free. Otherwise, it's $8 a head, but free parking. And, you know, it's definitely worth the investment.
Oh, definitely. And there's something for everybody here. You know, we have so many different exhibitors. We're going to have the Easter Bunny today, and you'll have the chance to enter to win a $50 Visa gift card if you take a selfie with the Easter Bunny and post it on our social media.
And you were talking about the innovative idea that won the show,
yes.
3D concrete printed outdoor
yes.
furniture. Well, tell me about the comic book mobile. What is that? That guy is really, we're in a room overlooking the entire floor, and that's quite the outfit.
Yeah, I know. He's really fun. He does a lot of activities for children and families. So if you come down, he'll have coloring books for your children. You'll be able to take selfies with him. There's toys, everything. And he's, again, very glittery, very fun, and very outgoing.
Just one of the exhibitors here at Saba. Well, Miss Alex, I can't thank you enough for taking the time to join us. I know, as event manager, your time is spread pretty thin this weekend.
It is. I'm so happy to be speaking with you, and thank you for having us.
Absolutely our pleasure. Absolutely. So come on down. One of the things we're talking about.
Today or later?
I was going to say, like, right now.
Well, right now. And at 2:30, Rosie will be taking the stage, which is on the main floor all the way to the east side of the convention center, and it's a little five category presentation broken down into different things that many of us do wrong here in our homes in Arizona. So that's part of what you'll get to come and experience and enjoy here. That's at 2:30 today.
It is. And we'll video record that and distribute it through YouTube, too, so we can get that information out. So it's what we try and do is bring you information that can make you smarter, more efficient, and intelligent homeowner in Arizona, primarily so you can get out and enjoy Arizona, enjoy the great state of Arizona. We talked a little bit about what a lot of homeowners do wrong in most common mistakes under the category of air conditioning and heating. Let me talk a little bit about what people do wrong under the category of plumbing. And while I do this, you're welcome to call the show. Sweet Jennifer's down here in the Coliseum with us, but not the Coliseum, but the Conference Center. But we do have a call screener in studio with our producer, Gary D. And you can reach her by dialing 1-888-767-4348. Let us know your name, where you're calling from, and your question. We'll do everything we can. We'll put our 50 years of remodeling Arizona homes to work for you. We'll teach you the tricks of the trade and give you the tips you need to pull off whatever project you're trying to tackle. So under plumbing, one of the things that homeowners do wrong most often is they ignore the water heater. Now, you could ignore the water heater until it gives out on you, and then all of a sudden it becomes the center of your world, and you do anything and everything you can to stop the leak that's now gushing out all over the laundry room floor and restore your supply of hot water. Hot water heaters in Arizona can generally last about 15 years. Generally, there are areas in Arizona they don't last near that long. But generally speaking, throughout Arizona, you can expect a water heater to last about 15 years. If you have ignored your water heater for the last 7, 8, or 9 years, I would tell you, don't touch it. I would tell you, keep ignoring it. I would tell you, don't think about it. I would tell you, don't even look at it. If it is still working and it's 7, 8, or 9 years old, just ride that horse until it collapses. But if you've got a new water heater, there's a couple things I'd like you to do. I'd like you to get in the habit of flushing it once a year. And this is easy to do. You turn the circuit breaker off or you turn the pilot light off. You then put a hose on the valve at the bottom of the water heater and run that hose out to your yard. Drain the water heater. Once it's completely drained, then turn the water on at the top of the water heater for 5 seconds. That will allow fresh water now to circulate in your empty water heater. And it in turn it off after 5 seconds. It will be flowing fast enough that it will carry all the sediments out that exit port at the bottom. Don't fill the tank back up and drain it again. Just crack the water on, count to 5, and turn it off. Do that 4, 5, or 6 times until the water coming out of the hose is free of debris. It's going to come out like chalky flakes. When that quits coming out, now you can shut the valve, fill the tank back on, relight the pilot, and throw the circuit breaker back on. So don't ignore your water heater. If you have a water softener, while you're draining it, you might want to replace the anode rod. That's very easy to do. And an anode rod from the factory generally comes in aluminum. If you have a water softener, you're going to want to use magnesium. And if your hot water has that dirty, rotten egg sulfur smell, you're going to want to use zinc. So there's just a couple tips of things you can do to correct some bad habits as it pertains to caring for your hot water heater. More when we get back at Rosie on the House.